USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials says Russia has amassed over 70% of its military buildup likely needed to launch a possible invasion into Ukraine. Meanwhile, speaking on Fox News, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded when asked whether a possible invasion of Ukraine is on the horizon. Sullivan says it would certainly appear that Vladimir Putin has something in mind, though he also added,
Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead. The key thing is that the United States needs to be and is prepared for any of those contingencies in lockstep with our allies and partners.
Moscow is accusing the U.S. of scaremongering. An NYPD police officer released from a hospital a day after he was shot in the foot in Harlem while answering a call. He is the seventh NYPD cop to be shot this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand. And I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Two people fatally shot at an apartment complex in a suburb of Milwaukee yesterday. The man responsible later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police who responded to the scene, as we hear from the Brown Deer, Wisconsin Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were wounded, but one other person, a civilian bystander, was injured, but not seriously. Snowboarder Julia Marino, bringing home the United States' first medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, winning the silver medal in women's slope-style snowboarding. The FAA says there was a big increase in the number of dangerous laser strikes on aircraft last year. The report saying over 9,700 such incidents, a 41% increase over the previous year, were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
More now on the tension involving Russia. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to impose sanctions on Russia to deter them from invading Ukraine. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan joins Fox News to weigh in, saying threats like Russia and China are making their moves in reaction to the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan.
I warned after the Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco that these authoritarian countries would be testing us, and we're seeing that now in Ukraine, and we're seeing that almost daily in the South China Sea and Taiwan, and I don't think this administration is doing enough to show strength.
Ukrainian officials say they don't think a Russian invasion is imminent. About 130,000 Russian troops surround Ukraine's border. I'm Tim Berg.
And a U.S.-born Chinese figure skater is coming under withering online criticism after she fell on the ice at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Zhu Yi was born in California but gave up her U.S. citizenship to compete for China. The 19-year-old fell in the figure skating team event and missed a jump, finishing in last place, knocking China from third to fifth place in the standings. Chinese social media lit up with harsh words, with some calling her a disgrace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.